Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is your spiritual life coach, Dr. Jason A. Rogers, Sr. And we are having a fun time this week. Oh, yes, we are. We're dealing with love and relationships of the heart this week. And our topic for today is to teach you how to meditate from a healing heartbreak. How to get over, in other words, how to deal with these things, because we go through these things on a minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis. See, it is important that we as humans allow ourselves time to feel the depth of these emotions, even though we don't want to. We got to allow ourselves to feel the depth of these emotions while taking steps, while we're feeling these emotions, while taking steps to render them, soothe them, cool them down, our heart break through the practices that we do. See, when someone thinks of the word heartbreak, it immediately triggers loss, some sort of loss. It can be loss of a loved one or a relationship. But soul-crushing grief isn't necessarily limited to missing someone close to you. It could also be a rejection letter from the college that you wanted to go to, or a job that you was looking for. And sometimes you cannot bear it too much. And you think, where is God? God wants you to know he is right there beside you, and he'll show you a way through it. There's some point in our lives, most of us encounter a time where we are forced to go through this heartbreak. See, it's important that we allow ourselves time to feel this heartbreak. While these experiences can feel daunting, when we are in the thick of the storm, it's imperative we remind ourselves of the impermanent nature, difficulties and emotions and challenging times. This too shall pass. See, this meditation was designed to help you cope with heartbreak. And we're going to get to the meditation part in a minute. But I want to talk to you. Let's deal with the spiritual part of yourself right now. See, God wants you to know he is right there beside you. And he'll show you a way through it. Trust me, you are not alone. Despite that anguish you feel, your Heavenly Father has not deserted you. See, he sees your hurting and aches alongside you. See, the Bible states, the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsaking you. See, he knows the tears you're crying and the heartbreaks too, because he loves you. In the Bible, we are reminded that the Lord is close to the heartbreaker. He rescued those whose spirits are crushed. He talks to God as you were a friend. He listens and wants to hear from you. Understand is as you're going through a heartbreak, you do matter. It may not feel like it right now. You may not understand right now. You may be confused right now. But you as a person matters. See, a broken relationship does not define those who find their identity in Jesus Christ. See, the Bible is clear. Even if my father and my mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me closer. And when you choose to let God take you, let God take you in, you become his child, family, and get to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people. I know right now it may not feel like, but trust me, my dear callers, you will get through. It may not feel like you will, but I tell you that you'll get through the heartbreak. The tears may run down your face, and you may cry after cry after cry, but you will get through the heartbreak. See, the Bible says all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. See, God gives you the desire to love and be loved. He cannot fail you. He will dry your eyes, lift up your head, and make it possible for you to get over your heartbreak. You may not want to hear that at that time. You may not want to feel it because the pain's so heavy. Feels like a knife has been pushed directly through your heart. Sometimes a heartbreak can become so painful. They say a heartbreak is almost painful as a broken bone, but in a different way, in an emotional way. And we all go through this heartbreak. You will get through this. No matter how hard it be, no matter, tell yourself, I will get through this. See, there is no deadline for you getting through this. See, victory is promised through Jesus Christ. But there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution for your broken heart. The way that your friend's broken heart may have got mended doesn't mean that's the same way your broken heart will get mended. There's no deadline that your heart must be mended. Understand this, my friend. I know it may be hard sometimes. I know you may not understand, but understand this. Healing takes time. Forgiveness takes time. There's no overnight solution for forgiveness. There's no instant killing of the heart. Just as your skin, your ligaments, and your muscles need time to heal, so do your emotions. Don't expect someone to do an instant recovery. It takes time, sometimes, to heal from a broken heart. You will get through this. You will love again. You will cry again. You will smile again. You will praise again. You will get through this. See, more than just getting through it, God can restore your heart if you let him fill you with his perfect and faithful love. You will love again. See, God created a desire in each of us that can only be filled by him. Then we can experience restoration. God promised to give you a new heart and put a new spirit in your heart. That means you can love again. Your heart can be whole again if you choose to experience God unfold in love. You will love again. You'll get through the heartbreak. You will love again more than you ever before. I want to take some time and give you a little free tip through meditation that can help you get through of some of that pain and some of that suffering. I know sometimes it feels so bad. But you got to find somewhere comfortable where you will not be disturbed. And I want you to assemble an environment that feels soothing and nourishing if you can. Burning your favorite scent, wearing comfortable clothes, and dimming the lights down just a little lower. And anything else that can make you feel calm and grounded. I want you to find a comfortable seated position and close down your eyes. And this is going to help you deal with healing a heartbreak while God deals with your emotion and your spiritual side. I want you to begin by taking a few deep breaths, starting by filling up the belly, the middle of the ribs, and then the chest. Then what I want you to do is exhale and release the breath out of your mouth. Repeat this pattern about 4 or 5 times. And imagining something positive emotionally, something that puts you at ease. And then as you release this breath out of your body, you'll start to clear out your body as you exhale that negative energy. that downward spiral. And once you have finished, I want you to return to a normal breathing pattern. Start to become present with your body, noticing the sensation of your feet against the surface beneath you. Scanning for any other sensation that feels particularly strong and inviting your awareness there. Take note of any sound you are hearing, the temperature of the space around you, any smells you may be able to pick up on. Spend a few moments in this space. Noticing what is alive in your body, in the space around you. From here, place one hand on your head and the other on your belly. And breathe into the comfort of the sensations of your hand against your skin, offering yourself the warmth and comfort that a loved one would. Breathe here and allow any emotions to fully wash over you, reminding yourself that it is okay to feel this way. It is okay to feel. Allow yourself to experience whatever comes up as you breathe in and as you breathe out of your heart space a few minutes. Now, with your hand still on your heart and your hand still on your belly, begin to soundly repeat to yourself, I am love. God loves me. So I know that everything it's going to be okay. I am loved, and God loves me. And everything is going to be okay. Become present with these words and offer them to yourself as a loving, caring reminder. This for a few more minutes, or until you experience a sense of peace or a sense of relief. Then come back to this meditation and write down regular to help you navigate your grief process and return to a centered state. Now take a few deep breaths. You close your practice. Once again, exhale out of your mouth. Return your awareness to the space around you. And when you feel ready, and only when you feel ready, gently blink your eyes open. Keep your gaze soft and non-judgmental notice how you feel compared to beginning of your practice. Take any moment patterning that feels good to you to seal your practice. Slowly transit out of this meditation into the rest of your day. We return to this practice and these words whenever you need to meditate for healing heartbreak. And as you get your mind clear, and as you get yourself together, I want you to remember this. You're not alone in this heartbreak. Remember, no matter what you say or anybody say about you, you do matter. Yes, you do. And since you're not alone and you know you do matter, whatever you're going through, you'll get through this. Oh, yes, you will. You will get through this. I know it feels hard some of the time and it feels like it's impossible some of the time, but you will get through the situation which you are going through. And remember, there is no deadline. There is no deadline for healing a heartbreak. No, it isn't. No one tells you that you have to heal a heartbreak by tomorrow. There isn't no one-size-fits-size, all-in-one. You put this one on. It doesn't work that way. There's no deadline. And the most important thing you need to understand, I know it's hard at this time. You will and you shall love again. I know right now you don't want to hear me say that to you. Right now, I know that you just saying I'm tired of people telling me that. But I want you to understand this. God loves you and wants you to experience peace and love. God created us in his image. He gave us a will and the freedom of choice. We choose to go forward. We don't have to stand in the holding pattern. We don't have to lose ourselves in pity and hurt. We will get through this. We will love again. God can restore your heart if you let him fill you with his spirit. It's like getting a new heart. Once your mind gets clear, you'll be able to think again. You will. You matter. Understand that, my friend. It's important that we allow ourselves time to feel the hurt, the pain, the suffering of these emotions. Everyone's feeling is not the same. We're not built the same. We're not made the same. What works for one person doesn't necessarily mean that same result is going to work for the next person. And as we take steps to remedy and soothe our heartbreak, we're going to go through a little suffering, a little hurt. We're going to remember the things that got us here. But through it all, you are not alone. You matter. You'll get through this. There's no deadline, none at all. And whether you believe it or not, whether you believe it or not, you will love again. I know many of you will say, I'm sick or tired. I don't want nobody else. I'm through. I'm done. And you'll never love again. It's okay to feel the way you're feeling. It's okay to have that hurt the way you have hurt. That's emotion. That is emotion. But no matter how bad you may think it is, no matter how hard and how painful, and the tears roll off your face and your stomach starts to cringe and your heart starts to beat, all of the emotions and physical ailments you're feeling seems like it will never stop. It seems like it will never come to an end. But I'm telling you, you will get through this. There are many folks just like you who are going through the same situation. But you're fortunate. You got the blueprint to heal again. You're fortunate. You got the blueprint to breathe again. You're fortunate. You got the blueprint to love again. Remember that. Remember that. You don't have to hurt anyone. Remember that. You're not going through this alone at all. And I know it feels like you're alone. And I know it feels like no one understands and like no one been through this before. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to hurt a little. But you matter. You matter. Every last one of you. But tuning into my show. A meditation for healing heartbreak. I answer to some of y'all's questions about going through a situation that really hurts you so bad. You will love again. Trust me. This is Dr. Jason A. Rogers, Sr., your spiritual life coach. God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, 9:30. Friday tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I got to let you know this. What we're going to do is they'll come on every day. We're going to switch it to coming on 2 times a week. I want to make the show a little longer and more in depth. Because love and relationship is a deep subject. And we need to make sure we get it right. We got to guide people out of the darkness, out of the pain, into the light. They may live a happy life. They may understand what they're going through. Until tomorrow, take care and keep a smile on your face.